You're listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm William Crooks. Today we bring you a conversation with Sutton Mayor Robert Benoit, who discusses his renewed mandate, the strong voter turnout, and the major challenges facing the town, from water shortages and housing pressures to infrastructure demands and climate adaptation. This report is supported by the Local Journalism Initiative. Stay with us. Tell me about the election, Mr. Benoit. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. First thing I think we're very proud in Sutton is the rate of participation. We're almost at 60%. And if you compare that to other municipalities and even the big cities in Montreal, Quebec, and all, they're in the 30s percent. So obviously, this is very significant that people are willing to participate in democratic discussion. So I'm very proud of that. Obviously, very proud of the fact that for the first time in 25 years, that mayor has been reelected. So I guess the message of continuity, stability was very important to citizens. So, and I think there was a lot of people who ran in this election, which is another factor that is very positive, I think, for the maturity of citizenship in Sutton.
What's your background, Mr. Benoit?
My background is I've been vice president at Hydro-Québec. It's managing a lot of departments, especially the sales to the U.S. and the other Canadian provinces, and being involved as the CEO of Hydro-Québec International, developing transmission projects in several parts of the world. So that was my background professionally. Been there for 30 years at Hydro. But before that, in 2015, as citizens of Sutton, we went to court in order to stop a development plan of the mountain, a residential plan of the mountain that was judged illegal by the court, by the appeals court. And imagine if that, because the administration wanted to develop a lot of residential units in the mountain, where there is no important shortage of water. So imagine if those apartments or houses would have been built. Imagine the problem that we would have encountered during the last few years, where we're experiencing a very important shortage of availability of water.
Are there new members on the councillor team?
There is two new members out of seven, which is interesting, because we will tonight is our first council meeting, so we will invite them for the first time to participate in our discussions, and they will bring a new vision, I guess. So we're pretty happy that we have a good council and that we have parity between men and women for councillors. It's three men and three women, so there's parity on that.
What are some of the challenges Sutton is facing at the moment?
A lot of challenges. The first challenge is obviously water, as I mean, because right now we have a moratorium on construction of new houses in the mountain because of water shortage. So we need to find not only a technical solution that we found, but financial assistance, because the technical solution is to pump water from the water table in the valley and to get it to the mountain, but that's at a cost of about $20 million. So imagine that we have a budget of $16 million a year. So we have a problem there, so we need financial assistance. So this is a big challenge. So that's the first challenge. The second challenge is affordability of new houses. We just last week we learned that our evaluation, so the price of an average house went from 460,000 to 660,000, meaning 200,000, less or more or less. So 200,000 per house during 3 years, that's huge. So this is good for the owners, obviously, but it's bad for newcomers who want to buy a house in Sutton, especially if you're young, a young couple. It's very difficult to find that. So obviously we need to have a policy where we have to increase affordable houses or apartments, mostly apartments, I think, because houses is going to be a target very difficult to reach. So apartments is more likely. We have currently different projects to have affordable houses. One is on the site of our own land, and it's 24 apartments that could range for 4.5 to 5.5 rooms for about $800. So that's about 50% less than the market price. So that would be a huge project. Now it's in the phase of financing, and this is done by a nonprofit group. Those are interesting projects that we need to develop during the next 4 years. The third challenge, I would say, is Hydro-Québec. Hydro-Québec wants to develop a transmission line with steel towers at about 45 meters high. We think that this is not acceptable for the community here and for most of the towns around us. So we're pushing for a project that would be more acceptable for the environment, for citizens here, at 20 meters towers instead of 45. So that would have a major positive impact in terms of social acceptability for the project. So we're pushing for that, and this is a huge huge issue for most people in this area.
You voted against the budget at the MRC level last year. How have things developed since then?
At the MRC level, I voted against the budget. The increases was about 7 to 10%, which was, I think, unacceptable for cities to pass through those costs for customers, because you were looking at inflation. Right now, if you compare we have. Increased cost by the police of 10% per year at this time. The MRC was in those kind of numbers also, and our increases at the city was about 1 to 2%. So there was a big discrepancy between those costs, and obviously municipalities, we cannot accept those pass through to us given our situation right now and the difficulty of increasing taxes and having social acceptability of our budgets right now. I don't know if if you're talking about infrastructures, we have done several meetings with citizens about our infrastructures, because over the years Sutton has not invested enough on infrastructures. And last year we've done more than $10 million of infrastructure. We have rebuilt our water system and our sewage system on a road, on a main road here. We have asphalted a road. So we're looking at different projects that are very important to get infrastructure to a level where we have them, because most of our infrastructures are 50 years old and we need to maintain them or rebuild them.
What were the consequences of the budget you voted against, and what's happening now?
The thing that is happening right now is that there's new mayors at the MRC. We're in the budget process, the good thing for Sutton is that our increase, there was no increase for, there will not be any increase for us, but for other municipalities, it's a very high increase still. And I think the MRC has to realize that that municipalities cannot accept those kind of increases Because what I said, you know, there's, it's very difficult to raise taxes and to raise money here. And so we cannot just accept that we are passed through to 7 to 15% increases by either the police or the MRC or whoever is in the government that is cutting back on our revenues at this point in time and not increasing them. So it puts the city in a jeopardy, a very difficult situation to balance our budget, because it's like the government. We cannot get the deficit. We have to balance our books. So it's very difficult to do that in these times.
Anything happening on the environmental front?
Well, as you know, I think I talked to you during the fire at Moeco. We are very concerned about the climate change at this time. And several consequences can arise from climate change. Obviously, that fire was more a human cause. But since what we had this year about the shortage of rainfall, this is a major concern to us. We will have to live with fewer rainfalls. Sometimes maybe this is not happening this year, obviously with the snow. There is a lot of snow this year, but over the years, I mean, the models are predicting that we will have less snow on the mountains, so we will have to adapt. Mount Sutton, the ski area, will have to adapt to that, and they are really doing that by having more snow machines. But this year, obviously, it's a very good year. The start of the year is very good. We'll see for the rest of the year, but we will have to adapt to climate change. That is obvious, and especially the consequence to our water availability. There's probably going to be less water availability. Like this year, we have to truck water from the village to the mountain in order to get a supply of water for people out there. So we'll have to adapt to this new kind of environment.
So it's confirmed that the fire on Mount Echo was human caused.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was people who slept on top of the mountain who did the fire, and the fire got out of hand.
Anything else?
There's a lot of important topics, but I guess I've covered the most important one. The matter of fact, we will be discussing budget over the next several weeks. But I think we'll have good news for people, even though the valuation of their houses will increase tremendously, like in the 40 or 60%, and even more for certain person, because this is an average. But we'll adapt we'll lower the tax rate, obviously, in order to offset those kind of increases. And what we're targeting is inflation. The inflation in Quebec, our index is the September rate of inflation, which was 3.3%. That's the target. We'll try, obviously, to get under the 3.3%, but this is our target, depending on the different surprises that may arise in the next coming weeks about contributions that we will need to make to different parties.
That was Sutton Mayor Robert Benoit reflecting on the key issues shaping Sutton's future, including water supply, rising home values, affordable housing, and regional budget pressures. We'll continue to follow developments as his new term unfolds. This report was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. Thanks for listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm William Crooks.